Okay, so today I want to talk about capitalism.
Cool. Yeah.
And I was doing some reading and it was really interesting. I saw this thing on Reddit where someone was saying that a lot of anti-capitalists confuse capitalism with corporatism. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting because I think that they're actually against corporations and corporate greed and all of that stuff, and not maybe not so much the tenets of capitalism and what it's about, you know?
Yeah, I guess one of the criticism of capitalism is that it creates corporatism, though. I don't know. I feel like I don't know enough about, I've got two books or more on my shelf about capitalism that I'm dying to read, but honestly, I'm not going to get to them for like a year because I have so many ahead of them. But I did read John Stuart Mill when I was younger, and I remember that being like one of the first chinks in my sort of leftist brain. It was really remarkable. And I feel like I know a lot about socialism, which is basically capitalism's nemesis.
This brings to mind, I think we've discussed this before, but like how when you're young, you're like, yay, communism, like everybody should be taken care of. What a great idea.
Yeah, it
And
sounds so
then
good.
you get older and you're like, oh, socialism, that's the way. And then you get older and you're like, I don't want to share my money with anybody. And you become a hardcore capitalist. So,
Well, like nobody moves. I can't think of a single person, a public intellectual or anyone that has moved to the left over their life. But so many people, like everyone almost moves to the right as they get older. But I don't think it's being a curmudgeon. I think you just, for me, it's just you learn about human need. Like, I don't know, like especially communism, like it's such an evil doctrine. Like it sounds good, but once you peek below
but
the surface,
in
yeah,
practice,
and learn about human nature and everything. You just, I mean, there's no, and like once I read about the Soviet Union, shit like that, like you couldn't make up a more dystopian hell. Like you couldn't, if you tried, then like what happened every time communism was attempted. Like it's just, it's so horrific. Like so that I just wanted to run screaming as far away from that as I possibly could get, you know?
Yeah, because I think the essential nature of capitalism is to have like social harmony through the pursuit of self-interest and competition. Like competition is inherent in human nature. Like we're all competing for resources and time and whatever, money. So how could we create a system that won't have competition? Like, how can we create something that's better than capitalism? What would that look like?
Yeah, I don't know. Like capitalism has its flaws. Fuck yeah. Like so like but humans are flawed. Like there's no way we're gonna ever create a utopian society, you know? And also I think my personality, like I'm very independent. Like nothing is more unappealing to me than communal anything. Like I don't fucking want a communal anything. Like I want my freedom, and capitalism and freedom to me mean the same thing. Whereas like socialism and poverty mean the same thing, basically. Like
Yeah,
that's just the
because
truth.
at least with capitalism, you have the opportunity of succeeding. Whereas under those other systems, you just take what you're given.
Well, it's like equality and freedom are in total opposites. Like you can't have both of those things. Like it's impossible. Because we're not equal, we're all so fucking different, and that's another thing about getting older. You realize, like, oh my God, like, A, there's a small minority of really bad people in the world. There's a large majority of not that smart people who will follow really bad people. Like, it's just we're all so different and complex, and we have different needs, and freedom is a basic human right, I think. Like, I can't imagine living and being happy without freedom, you know? Like, but in order to make us all equal or the same, there's no way to do that without extreme authoritarianism. Like, absolutely no way. Like, we all want to do better. We all want to strive. We all want to, you know, we're all chasing that dopamine, and that's one of our flaws as a species. I think we can't stop, right? We're never satisfied. And so I get it. Capitalism sort of lets us do that and look, and I totally understand the problems that creates, but I guess I like a middle road, you know, like obviously a welfare state and something in the middle is, I see both sides, but middle path is probably the best, which is kind of what we have.
I feel like it gets complicated when, for example, you can't work. You know, there are a lot of people who can't exchange their time and effort for wages because they're incapable of working. So, like, what do you do in that situation? Like, we need to have...
Yeah, safety nets.
Yeah.
Even, like, and universal basic income kind of appealed to me, but...
I feel like, I don't know, in the last couple of days, I've just been thinking a bunch about the 9 to 5 and the rat race and like how we're all on this like treadmill trying to survive, especially now when everything is getting more and more expensive. Like you can't even afford housing now. And groceries are at an all-time high and all of these things. And so we're all sort of trapped in the system. And I don't feel like that's how it should be. Like, ideally, you should be able to meet your basic needs without too much effort, right? Like, yeah, you put in some hours every week working for a wage, but like, it shouldn't be to the point where you're having to take on like 3 jobs when you have a high paying job already.
Yeah, but I guess before capitalism, like you, we would have been serfs. Like we would have been like toiling, dude. Like there would have been like a monarchy, like hereditary rulers, and we would have been fucking out in the field every day.
I know, but isn't it supposed to be better now? Like, aren't we trying to make our lives better? Isn't that society's goal or no?
Yeah, but I think with social democracies like we have, I think they do get better. It just takes time, you know. It's not like, but I don't know. I don't even know what to think. Again, I totally see the problems with both sides, but I would choose freedom and all the problems that come with it personally than the alternative or something in the middle, you know, like we aren't full capitalist society. Like we have a massive welfare state.
Yeah, Canada's different than the States.
But I get nervous because we don't really have a First Amendment. And I don't know, there's pros and cons, right?
Yeah, there's different levels of government involvement.
Like I feel like bureaucracies are just like ever expanding, you know, like I don't know.
It's just like we pay so much tax on every dollar that we earn. And so much of it like is misspent.
Yeah.
Lines like the pockets of people who, yeah.
Yeah, like I know I've said this before, but to me, it's you get to choose between corrupt corporations or corrupt government because the corrupt people always, they're like, they rise to the top all the time, you know? So it's like, I would rather, at least with corrupt corporations, you have a bit of choice with your money usually, you know what I mean? Like, you can do more, whereas governments, like, fuck, they're the worst.
Yeah, so it's like, should more institutions be privatized rather than being government controlled? Like, would that actually make things better? Like, would we have better roads if the government wasn't creating them?
Yeah, everything is always better when it's privatized. Like, it gets done quicker. It's way better. It'll be interesting to see what happens to Argentina because they recently elected, like, a hardcore free market capitalist dude who just like immediately slashed the government, like 3/4 of it. So it'll be like interesting to see what happens there.
Shit.
But
I
yeah,
always wanted to go to Argentina.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really beautiful, but it's so far.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know this is totally unrelated to capitalism, but I just want to talk about Larry David for a second.
Yes, I love it.
So I've been watching season 12 of Curb, and it's kind of terrifying, but he's really reminding me of my dad.
Really?
And I think it's the way that he walks.
Yeah, I love his walk. He's so relaxed.
Yeah, his legs kind of flop out in front of him, and he's kind of leaning back when he walks.
And
And
he swings his arms, kind
I
of.
feel like my dad walks like that, except he doesn't swing his arms. His arms don't really move.
That's
But
hilarious.
anyway, Larry's a
Anyways,
capitalist.
yeah, Larry's winning at capitalism. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the idea that people can be free to create and pursue, and it's just that people are shitty and people are always going to be shitty, so no system's really going to work, you know? But the thing with the environment now, that's kind of a, I think capitalism is not good for the environment.
Well, consumerism isn't good for the environment.
Yeah, but that's just human nature. You know what else is human nature? You, like, go to an unfree company, like country, and people, like a socialist country, and people are clamoring to get the fuck out. And then you go to a free country, and I feel like people were just like, spank me, daddy, to the government. Like, we just want more
Yeah.
regulations. Like, more, like, now with this new, like, online harms bill, we're just like, yeah, bring it on, you know? Like, and it's just like, what the fuck, man? Like, really, you know? Like, fuck.
People
But.
are very confusing. The other thing I was thinking about is like how you can like win the lottery at life if your skills and the things you enjoy doing match up to a good way for you to earn a living. Like,
Fuck yeah, jackpot.
really interesting how certain skills and types of work are not as valued, particularly women's work. And
Yeah.
you could just get lucky and be really good at computer science, and then you're just wealthy, you know, like as opposed to being good at like caring for people. There's such, yeah, like there's such a discrepancy between like what you like to do and how you earn money. And I feel like socialism sort of solves that problem. Like, if everyone had the universal basic income where that covered their basic needs, then people might be able to pursue a job that they actually really enjoy and are good at without having to consider the salary as much. And then maybe everyone would be a bit happier because so many people have to take jobs that they fucking hate just to get by.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess that still comes down to it's your choice. Like you can choose something that puts you in a better position, right? There's a lot of free education out there. You can upgrade your skills and get a skill that is more valuable in the current society. But
Yeah, maybe I value freedom so much because I change my mind all the time. I like to like flit around to things, and
yeah.
the thought of not being able to do that just terrifies me. Like, yeah, I don't know. It all sounds fucking good. Like, lots of things on the left, like diversity, equity, inclusion. Oh my God, it sounds amazing. But it's not at all what it sounds like. So once you kind of learn
Well,
that.
in practice, diversity can actually create more friction than bringing people together sometimes because you don't understand how the other person thinks. Like,
Yeah, but they don't
you.
mean diversity. That's not, they don't, they mean everyone that's politically aligned with my beliefs. That's not diversity.
Well, exactly. That's what it is. It's like it's a word that they've sort of destroyed the meaning of to further their goals, to make it seem like things are great.
Yeah. I feel like
Oh.
socialism is kind of like that. It's like, oh yeah, like equality. Like, fuck yeah, like who wouldn't want that? But then how do how do you make that happen? Oh, wait a minute. No,
And
thank you.
how can people work without incentive, you
Yeah,
know?
we're all about the incentive. Like you, I think we talked about this. Like you worked at a restaurant that was tip pool before too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And immediately that was another like in my mental brain, I was like, oh, this is why communism doesn't work. I was like, ah, I see. Like, because it's like every time, no matter what, like two people would be doing all the work and three people would be slacking off. And then the end of night, you. And it's just like, ah, oh, this, it just doesn't work. Like human nature, there's, you know?
Yeah, we want a meritocracy.
Yeah, like, which is totally under attack right now.
I know, but it's like, why would I work harder if I don't get rewarded?
Yeah.
Why would I work harder just for the sake of working harder? That doesn't make any sense. Like, we are motivated by an incentive, whether that's money or other rewards, right? So,
yeah. I don't know. It's interesting to think about that. Like, I like thinking about stuff like that because I get it. Like, if you give people free rein, like, we'll destroy the planet and we'll totally, right? Like, I get that. So it's like freedom within reason. Limits. But then it's like, who decides that those limits? And it's like, oh my God, you know, I just think we're fucked no matter what. So whatever.
I think capitalism can be great because you get to decide what's valuable to you, what goods and services will improve your life, or like what you create out in the world, what improves your life. And you're the only one who can figure that out for yourself. And like that freedom to choose, like that's, I don't know that there's a better way to go about building society nowadays, because we all want that freedom to choose how we live our lives. Like, maybe you choose to just live in a shack and not have a job. Like, everyone gets to decide what works for them. The only problem is when they're like just people at the top who take it all for themselves.
Yeah, but I just don't think we can avoid that. Like, any system is going to have that kind of thing, you know? Like,
yeah,
communism just inverts it. It's the same shit, but capitalism is responsible for raising the standard of living, which is probably responsible for the emancipation of women, you know? So there are a lot of positives people don't talk about.
And you're able to move across classes.
Yeah.
Whereas like back in the day, you would be born a serf and you die a serf. Like, there's no way out.
But like in India, like the caste system, the best is when you see a smash capitalism sticker on somebody's laptop. It's just like,
where do you think that computer came from?
Is capitalism that like none of this shit that we all enjoy would ever have come into existence, you know? Like,
yeah, because capitalism also like spurs innovation. Like, that competition creates so many new exciting products and innovations in our society, like better ways of doing things because people are competing.
Yeah, and the freedom to think of ideas and make them. And a lot of people want that American dream. They want to make a lot of money. And if they have that option too, like, that's never been a driving force for me, but a lot of people it is. Yeah, so they have that option.
I did read something that said that I think the millennial generation is the first generation that didn't do better than their parents.
Oh, shit. Definitely in my case.
Which is pretty disappointing.
Yeah, I feel like capitalism was at its height, like after World War II, you know, it's just like,
yeah,
and those were like the glory days.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking 80s. Oh, yeah, with like Reagan and Thatcher and like, fuck. Now I don't even know what's happening.
I'm just so confused by how insane the cost of living is now.
Yeah.
Because growing up, my mom always said to me, like, your rent or your mortgage should be no more than a third of your monthly income. Like, the payment, your monthly payment should be no more than a third of your income. So let's say you make $3,000 a month. Your rent shouldn't be more than $1,000.
That's impossible.
And now it's like, my rent is like half of my income.
Yeah, I don't understand the housing, like why this is happening, I just don't understand anything to do with the whole market to do in housing. Like, I just don't get it. I don't
know either, because there are so many homes that are unoccupied. Like, there are homes, but no one is living in them.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I don't understand anything to do with the housing market. I don't understand how a house is like suddenly worth $1.5 million. When I first moved to Toronto, you could get a house for like 350, and
Wow.
that was less than 20 years ago. So what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably capitalism's fault. I love how people blame capitalism for everything.
I know.
It's just like, I don't know.
No, you can't blame the system. You need to blame the people because people are making all the decisions.
Yeah, like I said, there's always a handful of shitty people, and they always seem to get their asses up there to the top. Doesn't matter what system you have.
But you are right. We do have prosperity because of capitalism. Like,
Oh yeah, big time.
people bitch and moan all the time, but they can buy whatever they want at any moment, most people, because
Like
they have
our
credit cards.
homeless population has smartphones
Yeah.
or unhoused for whatever. I guess that's the
Can't
saying
get it
now.
right.
Can't keep
Oh, all
up.
we do is offend people with our lack of knowledge about current terminology.
Well, it fucking changes every other year, so
We
sorry.
can't keep up. Can't keep up. I'm not competitive enough in that realm.
And yeah, like terms are getting so watered down. They're just thrown around so much, like that now I don't even know, like when, it's just like, I don't know what anything means anymore, but
And those people don't know what they're talking about either.
those people, you mean
They're just
progressive activists?
buzzwords, you know? It makes them sound like they know everything about everything, but it's empty. It's not like they've done the research. They read an article. They posted something
I
on
doubt they've read an
Instagram.
article. They definitely have not read an article. No,
Okay,
dude,
they
they watched a
watched
TikTok
a
reel
TikTok
made by someone else, made by
who
someone
has
else, made by someone else.
no expertise. Oh, I saw this reel the other day with what's his face? Oh, what's that guy's name? He's on the right, and you think he's kind of sexy.
Really?
He has dark hair.
Like a right winger?
Yeah. What the fuck is his name?
Think he's sexy. I can't think of anyone on the right that I think is sexy.
I think he's Jewish and short.
Oh, I do not think Ben Shapiro is sexy.
Okay, so Ben
Well, I
Shapiro.
never said that. I said he was autistic,
Okay,
which
we'll
you
just.
probably thought I meant sexy because I do like the
Yeah, because you
autistic people.
love
I do.
autistic guys.
I fucking
That's
love them.
like your jam.
They love
So
me. I can't. Okay, anyways.
it's okay to admit that you have a preference.
Fucking Ben Shapiro.
Anyway, so I saw a reel with Ben Shapiro, and he was talking about retirement and how the retirement age should change because our life expectancies have changed.
It should go
And
up. I heard that recently. Someone
yeah.
else say that too. I'm like, no, just at least wait till I make it till 65
And
and then change it. I don't give a fuck.
I guess if most people are living to be almost 100 now,
Fuck.
that is a really long time for them to be supported by the state.
Yeah, man, and no one's having
And
babies.
people are healthier for longer, so they could still be working. But then it's like, for fuck's sakes, can we all just create a system where we don't have to work so hard all the time?
Yeah,
Like,
but working is, a lot of people like working. Like, working is good.
I love working because I like my job, but I also feel like it would be great if people were allowed to relax more. I think that's why I'm so attracted to the idea of living in Europe, because I feel like they have a better work-life balance. Whereas here, I feel like it's like very much all about your job. Like, that's the first question people ask you when they're introduced to you.
Yeah,
Besides,
but
what's your name? It's like, what do you do? Who cares? What do you love? You know?
I bet they ask that in Europe too.
Yeah, but not right away. Maybe after they get to know you a bit better. Like, that's not your entire identity.
Yeah, but you do spend 8 hours a day doing that, so it is kind of your entire identity.
makes me so depressed. I just feel like now that I'm not working as much, I'm just like, I don't know
You're
what to
lost.
do with myself. Yeah. Like, I'm like, who am I? And it's so quiet.
Ah, it's
But
the best.
yeah, I just need to get used to it. It is the best to just wake up every day and kind of get to decide what you do. Because so much of our lives are controlled by other people and the expectations and obligations that we have.
But the problem with democracy and our busy, like everyone's busy, right?
Yeah.
Is that worries me is that no one has time to really educate themselves. And so democracy doesn't really work if the populace is not educated.
Yeah,
Like, I don't think people read books even anymore,
they're not
really.
engaged, really. I feel like everyone is sort of just eating junk food all day for their brain.
Where did that come from? Oh, with their brain.
Yeah,
Well,
like
and then you're more likely to go for whatever sounds good. You're not gonna look into things or listen to both sides or like research things. Like, you're just gonna be like, yeah, well, that sounds good. I saw a reel about that. Okay. And it's like,
it must be true. It's
yeah,
like,
and then
no.
We're fucked, you know, but we're fucked anyways. We're just,
well, there's
yeah.
too much. There's too much to know on top of that. Like, there's just so much going on at any given moment and so many
Oh, I
layers to
know.
every
Life is so
single
complicated.
issue. Yeah.
I love watching historical shows because I just get such a boner for how simple life was. And especially the 1920s or 1950s, like, you come home and there's just like quiet, like nothing. There's no, like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck. That was so dope. There's like one news station or not even,
Yeah,
you know, it's just
that's
like.
how I feel when I go home. Like, I grew up with two channels because we lived in the country and like we were living in the country. So it was quiet and it was like idyllic.
Yeah,
I don't
like, I guess
know.
we got a taste of that. I feel bad for these young kids. They will never know that, but.
Yeah, like that calm, that removing yourself from the noise.
Yeah,
Like,
like, information wasn't like shoved in your face everywhere, or people's opinions.
Yeah, you didn't know anybody's opinions unless it was through gossip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you had like a party phone line and you picked up the phone to make a call and you could listen to your neighbors talking.
It's just funny when I have like spare 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, I'll just like relax and check Twitter or whatever. And it's just like, oh my God, that's the opposite of relaxing.
Yeah, that's not relaxing.
But it's where my brain seems to go because it's mindless, I guess. You're just like scrolling and watching animal videos or whatever. So you're like, I don't know, maybe that's why it's relaxing, but it's not relaxing. It's like overwhelming.
I saw another video this week that said that when Netflix creates new shows now, they're like, it has to be, we have to create content that we know people are going to be scrolling on their phones at the same time as they're watching this show. So
Oh
it
my
has to
God.
be like,
Oh my God.
they have to keep
Factoring
that
in.
in mind when they're creating the content. And I just thought, wow, this is a whole new low. Like, what is going to happen to art? Like, okay, so I went to the art gallery on Friday and it was just, I was at the Keith Haring exhibit and it was just a bunch of like influencers taking selfies with his work. And I just wanted to barf. I think I already told you this, but it like, I was like, they're not even looking at what they came here to look at. They're just making it about themselves. And I'm like, oh, capitalism.
That's not capitalism. That's human nature.
I
But
know, I'm just
I do think our dopamine is like on hyper. Like, I've
Oh,
even trying to
God.
cut back. Like, this sounds dumb, but even for me, I'll like have a shower without any podcasts, or I go for walks without my headphones, or even doing the dishes without them. Like, I'm trying to like not have to be like plugged into something all the time to see if I can get myself less. Because we used to always just be sitting around. Like, remember waiting for your parents to pick you up when you were little? Like, you just had to sit there.
Yeah, there's no boredom any longer, which it concerns me because I think boredom is where great ideas come from.
Yeah, and we've become like intolerant of it. You know what I mean? We're like, I was just sitting and doing nothing kind of thing.
Or like, okay, I was sitting in a waiting room last week and I'm like, well, I'm not going to look at my phone. Like, there's nothing happening. I'm just going to sit here and stare and like look around like how you would back in the day when you didn't have a cell phone and every single person in that waiting room was on their phone. Like, they don't even have magazines anymore. And I was like, wow. And I felt pressured to take my phone out so that I fit in.
Yeah, that's why I don't have data. Me. I never wanted data because I'm like, no, because I don't ever have that. But yeah, I saw like a group of like four kids like on their bikes, all of them on their phones while they're riding their bikes, dude. I was like, wow, that's fucking these little kids. Like, whoa, Gen Alpha is like, hold my beer. They're going to be something else, like cyborgs.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Oh, well, we won't be around for too long.
Yeah, just I'm past giving like a fuck what happens.
40 years or so.
Yeah, as long as I can just have my freedom, I don't care.
Well, I'm definitely a capitalist because I am entrepreneurial. Like, I like to make things and sell them. I'm all, you know, like with you, I'm always like, oh, well, if you're going to make this, you should make some
See,
money.
I'm not, like, it's funny, I'm not a capitalist at all.
Like, but I went and did all this. I might as well make something from it, you know? But
yeah.
But then there are certain things that I'm like, I don't care. If it's just, I like to do things for the joy of it, like this podcast. I don't want it to be tainted by money. Because as soon as you start doing things for capitalism, you're making different choices because you're trying to serve the market.
What if you're trying to feed yourself, though?
Yeah, but you always have to like compromise in order to make something that people will want to buy.
Right.
Unless you sometimes get lucky and they buy your male nudes book. And you're like, I don't know why people want this, but okay.
Because there's dicks. People love dicks.
I can't stop thinking about those dicks at the strip show this weekend.
Did they actually go full naked?
Yeah, I touched two dicks.
Like, touched? Are you allowed to do that?
Okay, so like the one guy came up to me. He was completely naked, but he had a towel over his boner.
Gross. And he had a boner?
Oh, yeah, they all did. They had like cock rings on or something.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And they
my
were
God.
Huge. And
oh,
one
my
guy
God.
Comes over to my table and he like takes my hand and made me touch his dick. And I was like,
did they have pubic hair?
No, they had like no hair. Because like the one guy, I was on stage with him and he made me like put my hand on his chest and it was all stubbly because he shaved
ew,
it.
I would never,
it was
ever.
One of the funniest nights of my life. Like, I just feel like it's so, that is a fucking weird way to make a living, I have to say. Like, men prance around for a bunch of random ladies and let them touch them and grind up on them and stuff.
So gross.
Like, that's what you do for your job. Like, but hey, it's a free market.
That's what I mean. Like, everyone is so fucking different. That's why we need free. Like,
yeah.
Look at what some people like to do. It's insane. It's absolutely bonkers to me. Like, most people are bonkers to me. So I think freedom's important.
I think so too. And with that, I wish you a free evening.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Okay, well, go work on your homework.
Yeah, well, it's almost our bedtime, so.
What?
Night, night.
Sleep tight.
Sun's just going down.
You're free to go to bed at any time you like.
Yeah, I am.